This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got my old friend Greg Yoder on the line. He heads up Keys for Kids Ministries, and we're talking about a somber subject. Greg, as you know, it was a really bloody weekend here in the U.S.
Yeah.
Pair of mass shootings in Ohio and Texas, and there was also mass shootings in Chicago that mm-hmm. killed 7 people and wounded 46. All of this on the news, and I think of kids. They,
yeah.
depending on their age, they might not get it, but they see the footage. How can Christian parents really help their kids process events like this?
Well, I think for Christians and non-Christians, I think we need to talk about the systemic problem, which is our culture is in a systemic downturn where faith isn't important. Christ isn't important. Of course, God has been unimportant. He's been asked to leave our schools. We've been asked to stop praying. We've been asked to stop acknowledging him. And, you know, when you get rid of moral absolutes within a culture and you say that life isn't something that is valued, where you can kill a baby no matter, you know, its gestation, and you see ongoing legislation where we're talking about assisted suicide and the like, and then you have all kinds of violent video games. I mean, you go on and on and on, but the reality is we need Christ, and that's kind of the point. And I think as we look throughout our history of the world, there have always been evil people. You look at the history of not just our country, but literally around the world, there have been evil people. So evil isn't new in our culture. And I think for parents, we need to make sure that we're talking to our kids about the fact that there is evil in the world. And the founder of evil is Satan. And apart from Christ, we would want evil. Obviously, there are certain moral absolutes that are indicative of our culture where you say murder is bad and, you know, the like. But the reality is the deceiver is using evil to destroy things. And most importantly, he wants to destroy souls. And so as Christians, as parents, I think it's important, first of all, that we identify the fact that there is evil in the world and who that founder is. But secondly, that there's rescue from that evil. And the rescue is Jesus Christ. And, of course, we here at Keys for Kids Ministries, we exist to ignite a passion for Christ in kids and families. And as we ignite that passion for Christ in kids, whether it's little kids or teenagers now, and now families, our desire is to point them to resources that will help them, real-life kind of stories like school shootings, when we talk about these with little children in a way that is going to remind them that they don't have to be afraid because God is there. God is in control. He always has his hands on us. Or with teenagers, when you start feeling rejected and alone and you start wanting to go to that dark room and only play video games and not have interaction with people, that's when you need to kind of realize, well, wait a minute, maybe this is me. Maybe I do need to look at the story and ultimately look to the Bible where we're going to find ultimate truth.
I want to talk about the older kids for a second because older kids and teenagers often get desensitized because of the different media like video games and stuff. And violence sort of becomes like this norm. It's their new norm when they're surrounded by it. But Keys for Kids, you're working on a devotional, and that introduces a different norm, one established by Scripture. Can you talk about that for a second and maybe how it gives a different perspective to what kids are hearing all the time?
Well, Unlocked was just launched in July, and that is just one of the devotionals that we have for teens. The reason we came out with it is there's nothing out there to take kids from their freshman year to their senior year in high school, and the stuff that was out there wasn't really all that good. And so we decided that we would tackle this, one, because kids were asking for it. Love it or hate it, kids want to know truth. And I love the fact that they do. The interesting thing is 80% of kids who want spiritual truth are going to find some kind of spiritual truth. The question is, what kind of truth will they find? And I use that lower T, because we want them to find the truth of, you know, of grace alone, through faith alone, through Christ alone. And so that's why we created this devotional, to first of all, answer their questions about what truth is. Secondly, to introduce them to the truth, Jesus Christ. Thirdly, to disciple them, to have peer review, to have young people encouraging other young people, whether it's through their writings or through posts on the app when it comes out or on the website. And then fourth, sharing their faith. Because you know what? It's not enough to know who Jesus is and to get all filled with all this knowledge. It's to be multipliers, and we really want young people, especially teenagers, to be multipliers, because they can have such an influence in our culture. And you think of it, Katie, the only way that culture is going to change is heart change and mind change. And that heart change can only happen as we plant seeds, we, that is, teenagers and young people, plant seeds and water those seeds, and then pray earnestly that that God, through the Holy Spirit, does an amazing work through the Holy Spirit by growing these seeds and allowing them to grow and nurture other people who are searching, who want spiritual truth and find it in Christ alone through the Holy Spirit. But, of course, being us, willing to share that seed and sow it and to water it.
We've covered a lot of ground today, hitting important topics, but what's the next step? How would you ask people to respond to everything we've discussed today?
Well, I think it depends on where you are. I mean, if you're right in the middle of this, let's say you're in Dayton or you're in Texas, obviously there are a lot of hurting people that probably need to know the truth, need some hope. So my suggestion is pray that God opens doors for you to share some hope with people who are desperately searching, who are wounded, who are grieving today. For those of us who may not be that close, it's a, well, how do we help our kids wrestle with this? Let's talk about the issues. Let's not hide from it, because frankly, if we're not talking to our kids about stuff like this, their friends are talking to our kids about it. So I would just encourage you to talk to your kids about things that are happening in the news so they can be relevant within the culture, so they know how to pray. And then thirdly, they can find scripture to help them in their walk with this horrible tragedy. And then I think the third thing that we can do is, if you're not in the Word with your kids all the time, on a regular basis, you know, we've got free resources for kids and teenagers, Keys for Kids, of course, for kids, and Unlocked for teenagers. Get one of those resources and start, maybe not every day, but maybe you can do it on the weekends, on Saturday and Sunday, just reading through some of these things with your kids, asking these important questions that kind of come at the end of the text, and then, of course, most importantly, reading the scripture that goes along with these stories. And, of course, you know, you're used to the Keys for Kids kind of stories, where they're kind of anecdotal kind of stories. But for the teenagers, we're talking some cutting edge issues, some issues that every teenager is dealing with today. And so if you want to get copies of that, you can either go to keysforkids.org for the kids version, or if you wanted to get the unlocked version, it's unlocked.org.